Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit, and if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, why I fly to the British styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving Lusty Lush and Bucky speakers, 5,000, booming watts, bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts now, the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Your girl Lusty Lush live in the building, you know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. Freestyle Friday, Wild Out Friday. We getting it in all day, you know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio Online. Today we're going to have your man sign the 50 Cent label, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, G-Unit. Your man Spider Loke live in the building. You know what I'm saying, we're going to have some new music. We're going to have my man Special Ed live in the building, Music Jones. Couple of panelists to be talking about this new music, giving that honest feedback, man. Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday. We definitely got to send a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the sponsors, Diverse Media Group LLC, along with the one, the only, shouldbeone1.com. Check them out. They're definitely doing some real stuff out here, man. You already know what it is, man. But we're going to go ahead and go into some quick music. You already know what it is, man. Make sure that y'all check out that conference, you know, Coast to Coast Mixtapes Conference that's going down August the 22nd. You already know what it is. Your girl Lusty Lush, man. You already know what it is. We can't play no games out here. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all log on to www.lushradioonline.com and definitely check out the movement. You know what I'm saying? Sign up, join up, support the movement, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So we getting it in. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be in the studio in a second. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting live from the studio, getting it in a quick second. But we're going to go to some quick music. You know what I'm saying? And then when we come to this quick music, we'll be back. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back, and we'll be talking to your man, Spider Loke. You know what I'm saying? Definitely in the building. But I'm going to go ahead and go to some quick music, and we'll be right back. I'm about to go ahead and play that Carrie Hilson, because, man, I love this girl, man, for real. All day, every day.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or
disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought.
Yeah.
down.
Sometimes love comes around, and it knocks you down. Just get back up when it knocks you down, knocks you down. Sometimes love comes around, and it knocks you down. Just get back up when it knocks you down, knocks you down.
I never thought I'd hear myself say, y'all go ahead. I think I'm gonna kick it with my girl today. I used to be commander in chief on my pimp ship, flying high. Till I met this pretty little missile, shot me out the sky. Get to know I'm crashing. Go back and
make it happen faster.
Don't you know I would, baby, if I could. Missing, depending
to the bullet.
The load never too much.
She helping me pull it.
She shot the bullet. Fed into that life.
Oh,
lady, you's a pimp and me just died tonight. Girl, sometimes love.
Make it past your Caspers so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
I'ma ask him. Take the good with the bad, happy and the sad.
But will you bring a better future than I had in the past?
Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
Girl, let's live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Live right now, mobile in the building. Trying to get, you know what I'm saying, to the studio while I sit here, you know what I'm saying, doing the show right now. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now at this moment. In here trying to get it in, you know what I'm saying? Headed to the studio while I'm trying to do the show, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, that was Carrie Hilton right there. Sometimes love knocks you down, pimping, but you got to get back up. It's just like life knocks you down, but you got to keep it moving all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's definitely getting it cracking. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, in the building, getting it crack on. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's Freestyle Friday, Follow Fridays. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically going to give y'all some more stuff right here. You know what I'm saying? Your man Rampage got a new joint. You know what I'm saying? About to play his joint real quick. You already know what it is, pimpin'.
Unforgettable. I'm killing the game, son, that's incredible. I'm a vet in the game that makes me legible. I kill bees with the diet up the vegetable. Heavy on the cash right now, I'm kinda flexible. The ambush album is unrespectable. It's kinda mental, I'm breaking down your lectual. And all the studies are treating me kinda sexual. I be killing them shows and all them festivals. I got the street on lock, I'm kinda hectical. I'm on the block again, it's kinda technical.
You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear. You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear. I can't keep tall buildings or stop bullets. But you can't neither, so if I pull it, burn clubs up like kids in Rhode Island. Join the army, but instead I'm too violent. I'm deadly, silent. Creep on up, so pick your teeth on up. You're sleeping on us. Hip hop veteran, whatever I like. Chick in the room with me is never us. Cars you got there, whatever you like. Oh, you passenger seat, let you play with the heat. You know, cap can't shoot straight, and play with the heat. My M4 about to taste your meat through the Teflon. Max, Superman, who needs to stand in the clear.
Rampage, I'm back on schedule. Another million, I gotta get a decimal. IRS on my top, it's kinda federal. If I'm caught on the block, I got a medical. I love them beautiful chicks, I'm straight hetero. I strap my willy all tight for that venereal. Visit the street, we'll prepare for your burial. I bite your ass like a pit bull terrier. I'm talking tough, I'm really trying to scare you. Street news, I'm already ahead of you. City boys in your top, you know what cheddar do. When I lick shots, you know what the letter do.
You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear. You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear.
Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We mobile right now. I'm live with your man, you know what I'm saying, Ben Granville, you know what I'm saying, for Deja Vu Records, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, entertainment, you know what I'm saying, definitely getting it in, you know what I'm saying. We about to head to the studio. We live in the building, you know what I'm saying, on the mobile, you know what I'm saying. And you know what I'm saying, we going to have your man live in the building, the one and only Spider Loke, you know what I'm saying, from G-Unit, coming through. We going to have a live interview, and we going to have Follow Fridays, and we're going to have Freestyle Fridays and New Music Fridays, so check and see if your music is played. We're going to go to the phone line right now to check in. Want to check in. You already know what it is, man. What's cracking, 75? You're live in the building. What's cracking, family? 75, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's up?
Lush, it's Sharon.
Sharon, what's up?
What's up? How you doing?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just waiting on my man Spider Loke, you know what I'm saying, to come through.
I know, he knows, and I'm trying to contact him. I apologize. That's why I was calling. I was trying to see if he was on the phone and everything, because I'm out. Yeah, so he didn't call yet?
Nah, he ain't called yet, you know what I'm saying, but you know, the show, you know, we still keep the show cracking, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I feel you. Okay, so I'm going to hit you back in a few minutes. and I'm still working on them. He'll be calling. Let me get them, okay?
Well, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we keep the show going. You know what I'm saying? If you get through, if not, we can always reschedule it. But you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. You know I love you, Shed Shed. Funky flashback in the building. You already know what it is.
For you, too.
You know? That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely giving y'all some music. We about to get you in the mix with your man, DJ Hustle, all day, every day. Let's get it cracking.
All you DJs better wake your game up or hang your names up. It's the Hustle Event DJ.
Red Bull.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the special demand and request of my homeboy sitting right here in the car with me, you know what I'm saying? He like, dog, what are you playing there, dog? So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to my man, Chubb Rock up there. They got this Bridging in the Gap with your man, Wordsmith. They definitely doing it real big, man. Go ahead and purchase that off of iTunes. Every place where you can download, man, check for it. You already know what it is, man. We're going to go to the phone lines in a quick second. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have your man, Spider Loaf from the West Coast, signed to G-Unit, live on the show. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Freestyle Friday. Tell us who you following on Twitter. All day, every day, man. You know what the movement is about. Pimping, you know what I'm saying? We don't never stop. We don't never stop. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the phone lines in a second. I'm trying to see what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with this switchboard. Acting like I'm having technical difficulties over here, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But real talk, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Strictly Bought One, Street Queens, the movie. We had a hot show the other day. We was talking about stereotypes. You know, everybody always say black people always love chicken. Is that true, or is that just a stereotype? From what I've seen, I think it's true. What you think about that, man?
Oh, no doubt. Black people love chicken.
That's some real talk right there. We about to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking, lagging in our bell, then, Pam Pam. What's up, Carla? What's cracking? You on Lush Radio Online. What's up?
Cracker, lacker, lacker, lacking. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
You know, I can't call it like three alcoholics. What's the business?
That sound like my brother over here, man. That sound like running CZ in the building.
All day, trying to stay on top of it like a skateboard, yeah?
Yep.
You know, y'all know, you know, you know.
So, you know, you definitely want to have you on a panel with us, you know what I'm saying, today on this new Music Friday when we're talking about these new artists and we're getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So what's cracking with you, man? What's the weather looking like over there on the West Coast, family?
Well, over here, you know, on the West Coast, it's a bright, sunny day. You know what I'm saying? And the sun is out. The women are out. You know what I'm saying? And, man, it's a beautiful thing right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit after 4 o'clock on this side. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a heck of a difference. You know what I'm saying, over there, you know. I mean, the time difference over there, but, you know, yeah. So, nah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is, man. That's definitely what it is, man. I'm sitting here right now. The weather, you know, it's looking like it's getting kind of, like, dark over here on this side. You know what I mean? I don't know what it's going to look like. It looks kind of like it's going to rain or something. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? I'm mobile right now. You know what I'm saying? Looking at the scenery, looking at bootays, and, you know, getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Pimping. You know what I'm saying? All day.
I dig it.
You know?
Like a gopher. I dig it.
You know, but, you know, so you know what I'm saying? We're going to do this, you know, Freestyle Friday and doing this Follow Friday, man. Tell the people what your Twitter and who you following on Twitter, Ren, 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 CC. See, activity in the building all day.
Hey. Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just be honest. It's been a minute since I've logged in on my Twitter, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be following my niece, man. I was politicking with her. She got a Twitter, you know what I'm saying? My niece, Delene, you know what I'm saying? She also an artist. So I just found out she got a Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go in and follow her, man. I think she said her Twitter was Ashley Delene. So, I mean, that's D-A-L-Y-N-N-E, Ashley Delene. So that's who I'm going to follow. I haven't done it as of yet, so if y'all beat me to the punch, man, y'all go follow my niece, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, follow me, man, Rennessy, twitter.com/RINNESSY. And, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Yes, that's what it is. And for all y'all out there, for all my, you know, my radio family that definitely rock with me and everything, I know y'all heard about the situation that happened to me on August the 5th, you know what I'm saying? The spot, you know what I'm saying, blew up like a scene off an action movie or something or whatever, you know. But, you know, I had to thank God that, you know, I got my life and everything. You really got to appreciate your life. And, you know, the things about, you can always give back materialistic stuff, but, you know, you can't never get your life. You know, you only got one life to live. So, you know what I'm saying? It just, you know, really, like, you know, woke myself up. But, you know, I still had to continue to do what I had to do. You know, life never stops. God forbid, you know, if I did die the day before yesterday, you know what I'm saying, the cats would still keep moving. So, you know, we got to still press on and move on. I still got to do my show. You already know what it is, man, you know. But, we, you know, whatever you can do, you know, if you want to PayPal me, you know, to help out with the situation, you know, at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com, if you can. If not, you know what I'm saying, just keep me in the prayers, man. That's all it is, man. I love y'all. You know how we do, man, all day, every day. My brother, Renacy, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know what I'm saying, was, you know, keeping my head up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love you, man, for real.
All
for real,
day, huh? I mean, you know, we got to be each other's support group, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, what are we, man, without each other? You know what I mean? That's the whole purpose why we here with each other, you know what I'm saying? Because we all going to have our trials, our tribulations, and, I mean, you went through that on the 5th, you know what I'm saying? And nobody know what's planned for them, you know what I mean, a day from now or a couple hours from now, so... You know, we just got to make sure we're there, man, as that human family, man, and come support each other, man. At the end of the day, that's what it's about.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, we just, you know, got to keep your head up, man, and stay focused, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, we got to always keep stuff moving, you know what I'm saying? This is what life is about, man. This is what life is about. You got to stay focused at all times. And you never know, you know, what can happen. You know what I'm saying? It only took a couple of seconds. I was stepping out the house, and boom. I mean, Channel 9 News, Channel 5 News, everybody and their mother was out there. But you know the crazy thing about it? You know, I don't want to like to use this word, the N-word, on the show, right? But I'm going to tell you, my black people is a hot mess sometimes, man. A hot freaking mess. Boy, when the cameras start coming around the neighborhood, everybody and their mother thinks that they about to be on, you know what I'm saying, America's best singer, mess like that. I'm telling you, you had the ghetto mother. She done got her kids getting interviewed and everything. Don't know me for nothing. Don't know none of us. But, yeah, they interviewed her. Yeah, I know them. And da-da-da. What the hell is all of that about? It's just trifling. 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 Trifling, trifling, trifling. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the world of the ghetto. This is the ghetto living. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto entertainment worldwide. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Ren, stay on the line with us real quick. You know what I'm saying, Randall? You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's definitely, you know, unfortunate that we, you know what I'm saying, we have to deal with crazy people in the world that, you know what I'm saying, definitely put their kids up front to sit here and be, like, doing all this stupid-ass stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Stuff is crazy. Stuff is crazy. But you know what? I love all y'all, and you know we got to keep it going all day, every day. I got the joint from Shorty right here. It's called Red Way. It's called Facebook Bars. I know all y'all on Facebook, and y'all loving it. Facebook bars, man. Can you relate, pimping?
Now, I know everybody got a Facebook page, and I mean everybody. So I want you to take some time, ladies, and just hear what I gotta say. Facebook broad, always on the net. Joins every group and she poking all the men. She's a Facebook broad, writing on my wall. Note in my inbox telling me to call. Get off the book, mama. This what caddies do. Get off the book, mama. Just try and go to school. It's just advice for you. She ain't really hard. I'm sick and tired of the Facebook broad. I had T.I.Y. yeah, not too long ago. I met a couple freaks and I slew a lot of hoes. But they ain't nothing like them Facebook broads. I'ma air it out, please don't take this to heart. Now don't you hate them waste chicks all on it. Sued as you load a pic, they already commented. I'm a bit confused, I ain't being rude. What's the point of groups without your shoes? And then you take them sweet pics in your bathroom. Facebook mobile, she's on it in the classroom. See that why you freaks? Now that ain't draw the line. Facebook bras wearing flats in the wintertime. It's been a year for the book, still ain't out of date. Chips gone far, Mom Dukes even got a page. Caddy's exposed, we all know who laid you. Sexiest on Facebook, who lied and paid you? Facebook bras, always on the net. Joins every group and she poking all the men. She's a Facebook broad, writing on my wall. Note in my inbox telling me to call. Get off the book, mama. This what caddies do. Get off the book, mama. Just try and go to school. It's just advice for you. She ain't really hard. I'm sick and tired of Facebook broad. Caddy's taking booty pics with a stole butt. Bare application, shit won't even load up. Is she a model? Light skin and sexy. Top down weave and the skin is so Wesley. Red Way, how you doing? It's been long, bro. Trick, I've got MSN. Quit making combos. You poke once and I didn't poke back. Pillsbury dope boy would never poke that. I know you saying good, God, he's back at it. Swagger is clutch, rap style's automatic. Soldier boy, you ain't got nothing on me. So you really need to stop poking me. Now all them waste caddies, no love. Beefing with the next fiend, internet thugs. I'm just doing it for fun. Yeah, it's a joke thing. Everybody has these events they promoting. Facebook broad, always on the net. Joins every group and she poking all the men. She's a Facebook broad, writing on my wall. Note in my inbox telling me to call. Get off the book, mama. This what caddies do. Get off the book, mama. Just try and go to school. It's just advice for you. She ain't really hard. I'm sick and tired of the Facebook broad. She got balls, but there ain't no hoop. Who has the wrong pick for the sexiest group? Huh? It's gotta be this backwoods that I'm toking. Makes a fake account so she gets more votes in. Sunday, she's taking pics for the runway. Shorter ones, pirates fitted, wears it on Monday. You know it's the truth, see it on the daily. When this goes platinum, remember the baby. Facebook broad, always on the net. Joins every group and she poking all the men. She's a Facebook broad, writing on my wall. Note in my inbox telling me to call. Get off the book, mama. This what caddies do. Get off the book, mama. Just try and go to school. It's just advice for you. She ain't really hard. I'm sick and tired of the Facebook broad.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We back live in the building, you know what I'm saying? You know, we was definitely best live in the building. Trying to get back, you know what I'm saying? Definitely trying to get back, you know what I'm saying, with you guys. I got to, I was trying to switch systems and stuff while we was playing that song, you know what I'm saying, so we could do a, you know, a smooth in between, but, you know, I guess it didn't work for me quick, you know. But definitely, I got to say, Coast to Coast Mixtapes is definitely going down. Coast to Coast Mixtapes is going down. So you guys definitely need to, you know, check out Coast to Coast Mixtape and support that whole movement all day, you know what I mean? Because they're going to be doing it August the 22nd, you know what I'm saying? August the 22nd, so support that movement. It's going to be at Club Touch, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down. So y'all need to support that movement. Also, you know, right now I'm waiting for my engineer to come back, you know, down here so we can get, you know what I'm saying, this whole, you know, internet system together out here. But you know what it is. That was Facebook Bros by your man Red Way. Your man is straight out of Canada doing his 1-2, you know what I'm saying? And Cass is definitely looking at homie right now in the whole movement that he's doing, you know. So we definitely shouting out my dude out there. But, you know, we're going to have your man, the one and only Special Ed, live in the building. We're going to have a couple of other cats in the building. And we're going to definitely be talking about this new music Friday all day. Who you following on Twitter right now? I'm following Yo Tech Graph, ConsultingGuy.net. You know what I'm saying? Made to Be Loved. You know what I'm saying? Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Renaceezy. You know what I'm saying? DJ Hustle. You know what I mean? All my cats on the internet. DI Radio. You know what I mean? Getting it in, man. But I'm saying, though, why are some of our people, you know, just trifling? Like, you know, with the whole situation that happened to me and everything, man, it was crazy. I'm sitting up there and everything, and I'm like, yo, you know, none of these cats know who I am, but yet at the same time, they acting as if they was my family member or something. These crazy cats are sitting here having interviews and stuff. Cats is, like, sitting there, you know, they got their kids, you know, chicks are sitting and hanging out in the background like they're having a party and stuff. We just had an incident, but everybody's acting like it's a party and stuff. But at the end of the day, none of them cats care because we're the one that was dealing with the situation, you know what I mean? You know, I think a lot of people need to just mind their business sometimes when it comes to a situation like that. They're the first one to jump into the camera not knowing what the situation is, you know? But, you know, God is good all the time and you got to keep staying focused, you know? Right now, we waiting to, you know, get back online in a second. So bear with me, fam. Bear with me. We trying to get back online and stuff and get our connectivity together, you know. I don't know if Ren is still on the line. Ren, you there?
Yeah, still in the building, you know what I'm saying? You know?
That's what it is. I was trying to see, you know what I'm saying, if I had cut you off while I was on the thing or muted or whatever while I was going to the music and stuff. Because I couldn't get back online. You know, I'm waiting for my engineer to get me back online so I can go ahead and get this cranking like I need to. You know what I'm saying? But, man, why do people do stuff like that, you know, that don't even know you, but if a situation occurs, they act as if they know you. They've been knowing you for years. What's up with that, man? Ren?
Yes,
Ren,
yes.
You there?
Yeah,
Ren.
Yeah, I'm here. In the building. Look, hold it. Hold on a second. 1 second. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here multitasking and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Hollering at family members. I'm politicking with my sister for a minute. So Rena C gonna disappear 1 quick second.
You see how Rena C doing me right now? I'm there disappearing. You know, but I know he's definitely going to be on the check-in when we do this Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday, New Music Friday. You already know what it is, man. If you are a poet today and you want to come here and come through and spit your piece, come through on the show and spit your piece. You already know what it is. And if you're an artist and you say you got bars, come through and spit your bars, man. Definitely. Make sure you respect your, you know, the callers and the audience. You already know what it is, man. You know, you don't need to use profanity, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, to spit your lyrics. So, I mean, you can go ahead and get it in and call in and do that 1-2 and definitely show us what you got. And also, it's New Music Friday, so make sure the artists that did submit their music to me, make sure you check out and get your people to represent for you, man. Because I'm going to tell you, if it's garbage, hey, they're going to speak on it. If it's good, then it's going to make it. Make it or break it. Sponsored by StrictlyBone1.com. You already know what it is, man. We're going to be going to that in a quick second right here. I'm waiting for my engineer over here to get me back online, you know what I'm saying, before I beat him up. You know? I'm waiting for him to get me back online, you know what I'm saying, before I beat him up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my wireless back up, my internet back up real quick, you know what I'm saying, so we can get it cracking all day. You already know what it is, you know. So I'm waiting for my engineer. We should be on in a second. And, you know, I'll be going in and playing you that hot music like I always do. And we still have my man Spider, you know what I'm saying, Spider Lope from, you know, G-Unit live in the building all day. Shout out to my man DJ Hustle. Log on to www.hustleevents.com. Hustle Events DJs. You already know what it is. And Core DJs actually announced where they're going to have their next Core DJ reunion event, retreat and everything is going down in Vegas, man. I'm telling you, where the city lights are, Vegas, the city that never sleeps, is going to be on and popping. Make sure you got guap when you go out there because you're going to be spending some money. You know what I'm saying? But they got a group rate right now for $99. You already know what it is, man. Make sure y'all check it out, man. It's Core DJs. You know what I'm saying? Definitely going down in Vegas, man. I'm definitely trying to see everybody out there. You know, we're going to be definitely getting in there. Your girl, Lushy Lush, all day, every day, man. But you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to bear with me real quick right now. We have a little technical difficulties right now trying to get back online. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for my engineer, man. But just chill. You know what I'm saying? Yo, my engineer is sitting here, you know what I'm saying, bugging out and stuff. Bugging out right now. Bugging out right now. So, you know, we're trying to get back in.
I don't want the wireless. That's wireless. Wait a minute. If you already connected, I'm going to knock you out.
We trying to get in where we fit in the building. Trying to get in where we fit in, you know. Trying to get in where we fit in. Trying to get in where we fit in. So he's connecting me right now, and then I should be able to give y'all some music and stuff. But you know what? Don't get mad at me. Blame it on my engineer right here, not trying to get me on fast enough.
Yeah, I am doing what I need to do.
He's trying to work his technical magic right now to get back online, you know what I'm saying? So right now, all I can do right now is talk y'all out of there. Shout out to my girl from Funky Flashbacks, because I'm feeling like a Funky Flashback. Because I'm feeling funky right now. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. Oh, my God. So, you know, right now, you know, like I said, there were some must-buy items. For those people that's definitely trying to increase their broadcasting and their podcasting, when it comes to podcasting, especially if you're really taking it seriously, invest in your microphones and your spit guards and all that stuff. Invest in your craft because if you really want to, you know, that crisp, clear sound, definitely invest in it, you know what I'm saying? Pre-produce your shows, you know, get your producer, whoever you got doing or manipulating, you know, the levels on your show and piecing everything together. Make sure you have everything, you know, together. Basically, invest in it from your microphones to either using, you know, Adobe Audition or whatever you're using. Program, you know, really invest in it, man. A hot item right there for podcasting is the Blue Snowball. The joint is definitely hot. USB cord mic, definitely hot. It's three levels. You can adjust it from 1, 2 to 3. So definitely check that out. You know what I'm saying? And for all my BlackBerry lovers, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to, you know, hit me up and you want to be part of my BlackBerry team, send me a direct, you know what I'm saying, a DM on Twitter, and send me your pin, yo, so we can chat it up. You already know what it is, man. My DM is, you know what I'm saying, it's on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, all day. Everything's Lush Radio Online. Man, Google me, pimping. You already know what it is, man. I'm still waiting on my engineer, man. I'm sitting here, I'm about to knock him out.
Yeah, you connected.
I'm connected. What am I connected to? What am I connected to?
Shut up.
Oh, we connected right now. We back online. Pivot. Calling from the 757. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy. That's what's cracking. That looks like Cher to me. What's up, Cher? Cher. What's up, Cher? Cher. Can you hear me?
You can pick up the phone. You hung up?
Come on,
Hello. Hello.
Sissy.
Speaking.
Sissy, are you there?
Yeah, this is Lush.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
he's
up?
Calling in right now. He's calling in right now.
He's calling in right now?
Yeah, you know, look for a 310 number, I think.
Okay, that's what's up, man. We're going to have your man Spider Loke live in the building. That's my girl, Shashia, right there. You know what I'm saying? My go-to woman when it comes to it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have your man Spider Loke live in the building. You know what I'm saying? It ain't
apologize.
A game.
We apologize. I apologize.
Hey, it's all good in the hood, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get down, Lush.
It's all
no,
good.
I get down. Yeah.
It's all good in the hood. There you go. He live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all. I promise you. I told y'all, man. My girl said came through. You know what I'm saying? Your man, Spider Loke. West Side in the building all day. Sign of G Unit live in the building all day. What's up with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm live, man. I'm live. I sure was trying to get to you a little bit earlier, and I got caught up. I sure apologize. I'm so glad to be on the spot. What it do?
What's up, family, man? Ain't nothing much, man. We want to give you a Lush Radio welcome real quick. I'm live in the story, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We was having technical difficulties a few seconds ago, but we in the building right now. We in the building right now, but I got a Lush Radio welcome for you, fam.
That's what it do.
That's what it's up. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, Spider Loke, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs real quick, family?
Yeah, I want to shout out the whole G-Unit, first of all. The Big Boss City Saint, Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo. You know how we do. And on top of that, Lloyd Banks, I want to say what's up to all my Baymax family, my nigga Crash, Smead, Pike the Snipe, Big Payback, Columbo Black, my nigga Baguette. You know what it do. Eno, where you at, man? And definitely give y'all a shout out because y'all definitely in the building repping super hard.
That's what it is, definitely, man. So Spider Loke, man, where did you get that name Spider Loke from, actually?
Running around on the east side of South Central LA, man. My older brother, his name was Spider, and they just named me Spider after him. The Loke part got tagged on after I already became G Unit. It just seemed like, I don't know what happened, man. They just started calling me Spider Loke, and I just rolled with it. But I'm SPI. The S, baby S, SPI the third, Spider Loke for the records.
Oh, okay, that's what's up, man. Spider Loke, man, that's definitely what it is, man. So Spider Loke, man, you know what I'm saying, what part of you know what I'm saying, the West Coast are you definitely repping, man, out there? What part
I'm repping South Central, Los Angeles, Southern California, everywhere from South Central to Compton. It's kind of hard to separate myself from one or the other. I am a native of Compton, California, meaning I was actually born in Compton, in a hospital that no longer exists. My mother, she lived in Compton. My father lived in South Central on the east side, real near Watts. And I basically grew up inhabiting all those environments right there. It's like one big old soup bowl. It's not like what some people that far away may think, that you have to get up and drive far from Compton to L.A. You know, the closest part from Compton to L.A. is only less than a minute away. So I grew up back and forth between the two.
Oh, that's real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? So growing up in that area, you know what I'm saying, growing up in that area, was it really, really hard, you know what I'm saying, you know, in that time when you was coming up?
Was what hard?
You know, growing up in that area at that time, you know what I'm saying, just trying to, you know, do what you do, man. Was it a lot of pressure in that area?
I mean, I believe life applies pressure, you know, no matter what environment you are in. This is the only environment that I was ever raised in. So for me to just turn around and look back at everything as pressure, it wouldn't appear that way from my eyes. I'm really one of the persons that apply a lot of pressure. So, I got with the program and did what I did, but a lot of the pressure that was in my environment was applied by myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You
So the other question I said, so, you know, what made you, you know, exactly say, like, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to really get into this rap game. You know, I'm trying to flip it. This is my calling. I found my niche. What made you say this is what I want to do?
Well, it's been, like, a passion of mine from, like, it's almost its conception. As long as I've been around and was aware the rap was around, I always was attracted to it because even outside the rap, I was attracted to poetry. It's just a habit of mine to rhyme and write and twist thoughts and play with words. After doing a couple of little trips to prison, man, I started realizing that I needed to look at life a little more important and figure out what I actually could do to try to secure a better future for myself. And my passion with the poetry just led me in a direction to follow my heart and my passion. So I've been through the ups and downs with the rap game. I've had some high moments, some low moments, and I'm just here for it with it to the end, to the wheels fall off. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I do. Other things I've ventured off into as a result of it, but the core has been and will remain to be this hip-hop music.
Uh-huh. So, you know what I'm saying, it's interesting that you said you used to write poetry and stuff. Same thing, like, you know, with Tupac and everything, writing poetry. I think I found most of the best artists that I've mostly met are the ones that actually started off writing poetry, you know, before, you know, they started actually, you know, getting into the whole hip-hop movement. You know what I'm saying? I definitely admire you for doing your poetry thing. Do you still write poetry, too, besides just, you know, doing the rap?
I don't write as much poetry as I did at one point, but my format for writing hasn't changed much. And I just think that the poetry, it's just been taken into another form. I write for an occasion. I actually initially started writing for occasions, being young. And different holidays passed by where I definitely wasn't necessarily financially in a position where I could be able to purchase a gift for my loved ones. And just, I took it upon myself, had the initiative to personally write a poem, and I would type it up and get it presented to that loved one. It always seemed, or get it typed up.
Wow.
It would always seem my words were beyond my time. So I still do write poetry, not as consistently as I used to, but it's still something that I do, and I don't think that there's much different between me. A lot of people would have a totally different rap style than they would have if they were a poet, but my style is basically my poetry placed to music, so I would have to say, yeah, I continue to write poetry.
That's definitely what's up. Do you feel like, you know, coming from the West Coast with the whole, like, you know, gangster rap movement and, you know, do you feel like it's a lot of pressure for artists coming out from the West Coast having to have that stamp label of being, you know, being that gangster rapper?
Yeah, now, I watched. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought that was the question. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. I watch these clowns play themselves all the time and succumb to the pressure of wanting to be a person with a gangbang image. You know, it's a two-headed sword. At the same time, I realize that they kind of hog up the lane that would be naturally left for certain individuals like myself, and they let that pressure cause them to have these identity crises. And by the time you got a whole bunch of this shoved down your throat, it's like the next nigga coming talking anything about that type of activity, it's just like he's in a long line, although he was in a long line of imposters. And at the same time, it seems like just because I am an official individual that is participating in those type of activities, they want to put me in that small little tiny box. Like, my art and my craft doesn't go far beyond that. I'm just here to say today that just because I can be correctly classified as a thorough street native of South Central Los Angeles doesn't mean that my lyrical concepts and alertness and awareness stops there. I'm far more than just a gang banger, though I have gang bang. You know, it only takes one day to become a gang banger, and to kind of get the whole feel for everything that it has to offer, it doesn't take a lot more than that. So it didn't take much to get that up under my belt, and yes, I can speak on it and paint the picture of those activities quite well, but the pictures don't stop there.
And that's definitely a true thought right there that, you know, definitely, because I've seen basically, like, looking at the whole realm of the West Coast area, it seems like it's a lot of pressure, you know, when you're coming out from that area to basically stand up to that whole gangbang movement, you know, instead of just, you know, being yourself. And a lot of people get caught up in that whole situation. How did you meet up with 50 Cent and you know, you got with that whole G-Unit movement?
Well, I was actually down in Atlanta, Georgia, being way, way underground with it, trying to get my wallet. And I bumped into Young Buck. He was impressed with the way I got out, so he allowed me the opportunity to come to his video shoot. I made my way in front of 50 Cent and did some freestyle rapping for him. And he was impressed to the point where he offered me a deal on their roster. And you know, things took off like camera action, like speed go. And I saw a lot, I did a lot. And here I still sit upon the roster, trying to get this debut off the ground. In the meantime, just going hard with everything I can to make sure I keep feeding these babies.
That's definitely real talk. You know, with you being signed to, you know, the G-Unit and everything like that, you know, a lot of us, the independent artists that are getting in the game are still on this chasing the major deal situation, right? Because we have some young artists that are definitely, you know, checking out the show and stuff. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, you know, the grind stops after you're signed, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go in there and you know, if you don't come in there with any material, you know, what is there to do? You got to still work and grind, you know, and
right.
That the major labels aren't really, you know, pushing you. You still have to push yourself. So,
yeah,
you know.
Can't wait on the label. I mean, I know everybody. I'm not trying to shit on nobody's dreams. You know, shoot for the stars, the biggest situation that you possibly can imagine having. But at the same time, you can't rely on the label to make it happen for you. At the end of the day, it's what you're able to do for yourself always that's going to secure your stability and your survival. Anything you get from an outside entity, whether it's a label, a manager, a promoter, a homeboy, you take all that with it too. But at the end of the day, you got to make sure you're doing everything you can to find yourself in the right light.
And that's definitely the truth. That's definitely true. Because, see, I always try to get cash that's definitely, you know, when they sign a label, because everybody gets this misconstrued that once you sign to a label that, you know, the work is over. Man, I
got shit. Work just begins. It's just a new job. It's like a promotion. You don't stop working. You got to work harder to keep a higher position. Now you're still on probation.
That's definitely real talk right there. You heard it right there from Spider Loke right there. We got my girl on here, Share Share, live here with you. You know what I'm saying? That I want to talk.
Share, what up, fam?
Share, Share, you there?
Here.
She there right
Share.
There. You there, Share, Share?
She must be having a funky flashback.
She must be having a funky
flashback. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Okay.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I had the phone on mute because I was moving around in the streets and everything. So
oh, okay.
I didn't want y'all to hear any riffraff in the back and whatnot.
I want to make a confession with y'all, if y'all don't mind. The whole I just finished. I'm finna flush the toilet. I've been taking the shit the whole time. Excuse me. I don't know if that's proper discussion for the radio show. I thought we was live on the web. But there it goes down. Just fed the gators now. Walk up out of here now. And I am going to stop and wash my hands just because y'all listen.
Spider-Loke is going hard right now. Yo, I'll be in the bathroom boy.
Yeah, what up, Devin? Shout out to the homie Devin. He was out here a couple of weeks ago. And we did it real big, man. That's what's up. Boy, I just washed my hands, though. Y'all heard that. I ain't no nasty dirty.
Well, we're not going to knock you for that. At least you wash your hands. You know, some people don't.
I probably wouldn't if I wasn't on the phone. No, what up, Cher?
I'm just playing.
I'm done. I'm out. I'm back in the studio.
What's up,
Oh, man, that was the last of the day, man. He crazy. I don't know what, man. So tell us guys how y'all met, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, he started, you know, the whole clothing line and stuff like that, man. Tell us that info.
Yeah, I'll let him go ahead and start it off.
Okay, what it was, Cher had, you know, they have their own clothing line, she and her mother, and they have a clothing line, Funky Flashbacks, and they were in the process of promoting their clothing line via long distance, via mules, and putting product in other people's hands that was going out scouting and showing up at certain events and trying to get the clothing into the right hands in order to push their own shit. And it ran across my eyes. Some of the leather work that they did is very, very, very high-end, classy work. And I made it my business to get my hands on one of these jackets, and I wore it quite a few times when I was at places where a lot of pictures were taken. Somehow, through the other individual having the jacket, I was personally connected with Cher over the phone quite a few years ago. It started a brief, simple relationship where we kept in touch from here to there, and we started throwing around ideas, and we came with the idea for us to do a Baymax clothing line, and she just really got her mother on with the business side of it and got it off the ground and been pushing. And I guess she can go ahead and fill in and say whatever else she wants to say.
Yeah, definitely. Everything he said is, you know, correct. And so basically, you know, Baymax stands for be about your money at all costs. And
that's why
this joint, you know, he came up with the name and all that. And, you know, that's a lifestyle, you know, it's a lifestyle type brand. You know, that's how he lived. It represents him, you know, 100%. So he gave me the go ahead, you know, to pretty much, you know, see what was in my mind. You know, we came together, got some ideas and so forth. And I went on, you know, what he was telling me, you know, about the line and so forth. Went ahead to make some designs, shot them over to him, you know, go back and forth. And pretty much he liked, you know, what I had put out there and so forth. So from this,
we shot it back and forth, but she wasn't far off the mark in the beginning. Like, I might have a few things to suggest, but get down to Cher on the design. She real hard for her take my concepts, my ideas, verbally and turn it into a vision. I really admire the way she did that. We got some real nice things. If you haven't seen, you got to go check us out. FunkyFlashback.com. That's PI in the streets. And there's a Baymax clothing / MySpace. We everywhere on the net.
That's
right.
Definitely what's up. I checked out the Baymax. The Baymax is hot, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for my Baymax shirt, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for my Baymax shirt, family.
You're going to have to get that to you ASAP.
You know, I already got my Funky Flashback. I'm going to have them photos, you know what I'm saying? You know, in a few, you know my situation, you know, shit. So, you know, once all that stuff taken care of, I had them pictures for you, family.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a rush. Definitely appreciate it. But, yeah, we're on a grind. You know, of course, some things backtrack you a little bit with the economy, this and that,
mm-hmm.
and you have to rearrange things and do, you know, certain things. But, you know, Baymax is here. We're going to go strong, you know, so we're going to take it to the next level. So I just say that everybody be on the lookout. I can say this for people that want to know what it is that haven't seen. It's a real clean-cut line. It's not anything too overbearing, and it just represents spider style, you know, to a T, I believe.
And it ain't extra tight and extra bright. We have some real beautiful light colors. We got even some pastel, which you consider fluorescent, but that's not the theme. And it's definitely not super snug. So anybody who ain't with the new wave or to peach your ass off while you get dressed, you probably will find yourself real comfortable in a pair of Baymax pants or a Baymax shirt.
Right.
Definitely, man. Check out that Baymax and that Funky Flashback, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely some hot stuff right there all day, every day, you know what I mean? Definitely getting it in. You know, I got Cash in the studio talking about I'm looking like Missy Elliott right now, you know what I'm saying? With the
and that's not a good look. That's not a good look. You could be sounding like you could be counting money like, but you don't want to be looking like.
Oh,
all love to Missy. I'm just saying, man.
Hey, I look like a sexier version of Missy Elliott. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, that might work. That might work. Because Missy, she, every now and then, she'll have you like, ooh, okay, Missy. But, you know, on the general.
Wow.
I love her.
Oh, man, you sitting there going on me on my own show. That's messed up, Spider-Lope.
I think the niggas in your studio is going on you on the low and not really letting you know. And I'm trying to keep you up to date. They shooting at you on the low. Gotta keep it 100.
Y'all buzz off the hook today, man. It's Freestyle Fridays, Follow Fridays, man. We live.
That's why we freestyling.
You gonna go in for him?
Say it one more time.
You gonna go in for him? We about to give y'all a Lush Radio exclusive, man, from your man Spider Loke right here, man. You know what I'm saying? A Lush Radio exclusive. This joint right here is your man Spider Loke.
Hello.
And he gonna be giving it to y'all right here, Freestyle Friday.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Hello? Oh, man, I don't know what happened. Don't make them think I went out like that. Yeah, where's that? Was it a beat or something? What?
No, man. This state, you know, back in the day, the old days, state acapella, man. Give it to him, man.
Let me see some of the fresh, some of the latest written shit. Let me see. SPI, quick to tell a whole bye for trying to go fly, tripping on a bow high. Old slide, sloth with a slow eye. So try to act like she's so shy. I don't know why. Cause no lie, she never say no to the no-no with no God. It could be the young hoodlum with the 4-5, a Muslim with a bean top high and a bow tie. Just roll by, bet it won't change nothing. Smoke a little stress weed, she let a nigga bang something. Ass look good, all fat, and it could be your daughter. We caught at a rat in the hood like we oughta. It's a little something.
That's your man right there, Spider Loke, live in the building, doing that Lush Radio exclusive right there, man. I got my man right there, Renna CZ. You still there with me, famo?
You know, I'm hanging on like a hubcap, you know what I'm saying, in the fast lane. That's
right, hold it down, my nigga.
That's my homeboy right there. That's my producer also. My big
boy. Well, you know, let me tell you something. Look, I ain't really into all that, like, get a nigga on the phone, and then after the conversation, winding up, oh, guess what, so-and-so on the phone. You got to keep it more. Let me know who on the line when I tap in.
Allow me to introduce myself.
What's up, big homie?
What's up with you, fam? I mean,
got it.
You know, I'm an artist too, man. You know what I'm saying? And I contribute to the show from time to time. You know what I'm saying? And I'm from the West Coast too. I'm from the Bay. So you dig? So
that right? It's L.A. to the A on mine, man.
Yeah. So when I heard the whole Bay Mac thing, I really wanted to chime in and say I like that. I'm part of a company called Mactivity. I live in the Bay, so the whole Bay Mac thing made me feel it.
Hey, Mactivity, huh? That's hard. That's hard. You might hear that once or twice. I ain't going to coin it a number. Bay Mactivity, that's hard.
It made me feel at home.
Ooh, that's
when I heard
hard. What's your
Mac
name? What's your name, my nigga? That's clever.
Name is Renacy, man.
Renacy, that's what it do. You said Mactivity is the word you pushing, right?
Mactivity, M-A-C-T-I-V-I-T-Y. Yeah, all
that's
day.
Hard.
That's my famo right there, the producer right there. You know, sometimes he co-hosts with me, you know what I'm saying? But he definitely puts it down right there, man. You know,
I was saying, I didn't want to come in and step on no toes, you feel me? Cause
oh, man, I wear steel toe boots, man. It don't bother me nothing bit, man. Step on it.
Oh, man.
You know, our soldiers do it.
Well, you know, now that we acquainted, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, that's right. It's freestyle today, man. They said it's Freestyle Friday. Ain't no rules. I came here to break the rules, man. I took a shit on y'all show. How many niggas took a shit on y'all show?
I shit all the time, so it's
good. I think that's what you were doing. I was like, you was being quiet over there on mute, dropping them.
Oh, no, I was multitasking, politicking, so when I did, I kind of chimed in the middle of, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to just come on, hello? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Disrespect, man, you dig?
That's right. In the meantime, I want to bring anybody listening a little more aware of what I got going on. The most pertinent, most recent thing is the last 20 months I've been involved in a campaign that I've coined a mixtape a month. Every 30 days I've been dropping at least 10 exclusives on a mixtape that I usually release for a small period of time for free download via thisis50.com and SPI in the streets and a few other hip-hop sites. After the first 60 days, you can go find it on my site for a little bit of nothing, $1.99 or something like that. But it's been a mixtape a month. They're not really mixtapes. They're more like albums. The majority of it material music. Y'all got to check that out. SPI in the streets. You can go get the backlogs. We got a cold series of music that y'all sleeping on out there. Wake up.
That's what it is, man. Y'all definitely need to go ahead and support that, man. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to a quick commercial real quick, and we're going to come back. You want to stay online with my man real quick?
Yes,
we
do.
That's what's up,
that's
man.
What,
you know what I'm saying? We're going to be back with, you know what I'm saying, my man Randall. He going to go in, you know what I'm saying, on that Freestyle Friday, and we're going to talk more with your man Spider Loke. You already know what it is, man. We're going to a quick commercial.
Spider Loke, Lush Radio, Funky Flashback, Bay Mac, G Unit in the building.
Mm-hmm. I'm my Baymax activity, my nigga. That's what it do.
That's what it is, man, because I got to go to the bathroom and boo-boo. I'm going to be back out.
Having a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike says, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. But when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Hey, y'all, I'm back, man. I was in the bathroom boo-booing. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's all Spider Loke's fault, man. He started this whole trend, man. That stuff is contagious, man, for real. What's up? I'm back in the building, live in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We're giving y'all that ear crack. We live in the building with your man, Spider Loke. Funky Flashback and my man from Mactivity Productions, Runner CZ. In the building. You already know what it is, man. Runner C, you ready to go in, man?
Man, come on, man. You know, I stay in. All the way in, you know what I'm saying? I'm not playing, yeah?
Go in, man. Give it to him one more time, baby. Okay.
Let me cock one. Let me see you. See, first and foremost, see, I'm the Bay's new king, and since I got your attention, I'd like to say a few things. If today I grew wings, I'd fly up in the air, position myself like I'm sitting up in a chair. Since you can't fuck with a player about making a hit, I'm cocking over the music industry and taking the shit. They know I'm blatantly spit and go hard on any subject, so I guess that's why the ghetto's the old vicinity love it. From the Dominican Republic to the hoods in Italy, I'm a gutter motherfucker, so it's good they feeling me. You know, I stood in humility when I was paying my dues, but now I'm posted in the driver's seat. Well, what I'm saying to fools, you better peep the resume. Any song I spit on, it's gonna sell all day. Talking about where y'all stay. Fool, this is Northern Cal. And the same activity is much more than style, you know. So. Oh, no, man.
That's what's up, man.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. Going in. Freestyle Fridays, man. Follow Fridays, man. Bring them bars in here. Spider Loke, Mactivity, Renesee in the building all day, every day, man. You already know what it is, man. We taking dunks.
Much respect to the dude, Spider Loke, though. Much respect. Much respect.
Back at you, Mactivity. Back at you.
Much respect, man.
That's what it is, man. We got a caller in from the 478 live in the building. What's up, caller? Tell us your name and where you repping from, famo.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good, man?
What's good, my nigga?
What's the business?
What's up? We out of GA, man. We trying to get into that freestyle shit.
Who was that just spitting, though? All I just got to know, who was that?
That was Renacy right there. That was Renacy right there, you know what I'm saying, from the West Coast. But we got your man, Spider Loke, also live on here, signed the G-Unit in the building, man. So, you know
what's up, Spider?
What it do, fam bam?
What's up, man? I seen your videos or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's what it do,
on
man.
YouTube.
Yeah, I'm just out here grinding. Welcome to the Cypher, man.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey, yo, I got a question as though.
What's that?
Yo, what's the situation on you punking Wayne out, man?
Oh man, I ain't punking no Wayne out, man. You know, a lot of things got misconstrued and exaggerated, man. I just really took the opportunity that I had to be in the same area that he was in to try to approach him and speak with him about a small issue I had, and I never really got the opportunity to speak with him. You know, so
I'm saying,
that was
though, why? I mean, so much money and so much talk behind his mic. Why? I mean, why they don't show what they talk though? I mean, you did your part.
You know, I learned the hard way, and that this game ain't made for niggas that's here to show what they talk about. Hip hop, mute rap music for the purpose of recording professionally and selling it on a major level, it's not made for no street niggas that's really trying to prove that they is what they talking about. It's made for the same type of people that country, western, jazz music, R&B, and these other genres of music are made for. It's made for artists that are coming into an environment to record music, make records, establish relationships, and get along. These niggas love to get along. And I just didn't realize because they all keep their face twisted up and say this old tough shit that they were just artists and they just wanted to get along. You know, you just got to try to find a way to get along around here, man, or they're black sheep.
Okay. Yo, one more question, man. I can get one more question, man?
I ain't going to stop you.
Before I let my nigga JR go in, you know what I mean? Because I'm retired from that freestyling, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, doubled up on okay.
Okay, you used to rep the 5, right?
No, I never rep no 5 nor no 6. We only do that out this way. I've been a local all my life. I've only been from one place. I was from East Coast Crip from day one.
It's like a million videos showing you repping the 5, like.
Hey, homie, I'm trying to figure out whose show it is. Is it your show or my show, homie? What's
fuck
up?
Fuck the 5,
okay,
homie.
I don't know nothing about no 5,
man. I don't even know what the 5 is. I'm from the East Coast.
But that's all glamour and the hip-hop shit, so my bad. I got misconstrued.
Don't come on here
and
find no trouble on my show, homie.
He ain't starting nothing. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth over an electronic device. He ain't starting nothing. He ain't starting nothing.
I do this, does this.
I hear the truth, my nigga. I ain't never been nothing but what I am. You ain't show me nothing repping nothing. Neighborhood East Coast. That's it, my low.
Oh, you could. I like that game dish you had. That shit go hard.
That's beyond the truth, my nigga. Inside out.
That shit go hard. That shit go super hard.
So I'm
that's
saying,
beyond
homie,
the truth.
I'm saying,
that's
homie,
beyond the truth, my low. I'm telling you, boy, you better ask somebody.
But I'm calling again to this freestyle battle.
Is you going to freestyle today or what you trying to do, homie? What you doing today?
Yeah, man,
oh,
come on.
I feel
like a
freestyle,
man.
Come on.
Huh?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Shoot like a freestyle, man. Shoot like a freestyle.
Oh, yo, look. I don't fuck with niggas that get the cops involved. My watch got so many cuts, I gotta shine it down with cotton balls and alcohol. I'm a face breaker. I would let the tray 8 blaze you. Look, bitch, I have you in the hospital stitch hooked to a pacemaker. I'm clutch with my gun. I'm Robert Horry with the mag. The mag spit, rip fragments. I tear organs in half. Put your organs in the bag. I throw harpoons like scorpion and tell niggas to get hit. My Glock's a spray, a deadly pistol, look like Doc Holliday. Who these fag-ass niggas, they used to have me battling, but I'm the dying part of me. I'm in the league of extraordinary gentlemen like Sean Connery. It was
Come
a mistake, on. A medical tragedy. I'm about to eat niggas, they're edible carrily. I'm mad intelligent, flow too strong, it's like a bad experiment. And it was mixed with the wrong chemical set. I got identical tech, show the general respect. You a cheap nigga, you stay bitching. If it wasn't free, you probably wouldn't pay attention. Don't let
Come
the slugs hit you. 17 in the clip, my 45 ripped blood tissues. I pack Dillinger's, well respected, spit disrespected, cause y'all niggas are bacteria. I keep my weapon, I pop Smith. Nigga, please, I'm a hustler, more keys than a locksmith. I got tool with head lead. I use my tool right. Put some chips on your head like a food fight.
You all right over there, little homie? That's what's up. Where
That's
you ever from again? Where
I'm
you ever from again?
Georgia.
Georgia,
Red
Georgia. Okay, that's what's up. I ain't never seen that 478 number before, that area code from out that area. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm still trying to figure out how he got it confused. I used to rep the five. What kind of video you was looking at,
girl? Hey, man.
Like, hold on, it just so.
It sound like you was listening to one of them corny disses. You ain't never seen me on no video repping no five. You must be one of them corny bitch boy disses.
I heard that from. You know who I really heard that from?
Gotta be the bitch boy.
No, it was a video with Snoop on it.
And Snoop said something about me repping a five?
He said you used to rep the five, so how can you come at game?
No, he ain't said that. You gotta go listen to what he said again, my nigga.
I'm gonna recheck it so I won't get you missing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna recheck it, though.
I don't know, but can't Snoop or can't nobody speak for SPI? No way. If Snoop
That's
said I used to do whatever, nigga, I ain't. Can't nobody speak for me but the streets. And Snoop ain't never been a part of them, my nigga. And the bitch boy ain't never been a part of them. So no matter what they got to say about me, you ain't never gonna hear or see SPI doing nothing but what it do, my low.
Oh, yeah, I changed the music. Like I said, man, you went in on that game diss. I ain't never had nothing bad to say about you. And you really punked that nigga Wayne out. You know what I mean?
No, I ain't punking nobody, my nigga. I was just trying to holler at the man. I wasn't punking nobody.
But if you would have got out of the truck, it would have been a whole different situation, though.
Yeah. I was just going to holler. But I just wanted to speak. Same way we speaking, man. It was just like if we had a telephone in between us. I can't hurt you over the phone. You can't hurt me. I wasn't trying to hurt nobody. I just wanted to talk to him.
But I already know, though. I've been on your game. I've been your game. I've been following you. All right. You real.
That's what it
you real
do,
by
that's
church, though.
Do.
Them some fake niggas. Them niggas
that's
fake.
What it do, my nigga. Yeah, that's what it do.
That's what's
all
up, man.
All day long.
That's definitely what's up, man. But
can somebody explain to me what a five is? What is a five?
A five is like out of town, away from here, Crips and Bloods, they, for some reason, they got a five attached to the Blood shit and a six attached to the Crip shit. So for some reason, they think we swang like that out here. Like, no, I ain't never ripped no five or no red or no blood or nothing of the nature, but out of town is when they got dripping in blood and the five and the six go along with it somehow. I don't really know how it go. I don't know what that means.
I mean, you know, I'm a Bay Boy, man, so I don't even
know. Yeah, I know y'all got a whole nother like language, but like out of town, you know how the game thing is kind of like, it kind of spread out and other motherfuckers do their own thing. They got numbers like five and six, like five mean blood, six. I think it's kind of mixed with some Detroit type shit. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want that clarity, you feel me?
It's all hood. Hold it down, Jersey.
Damn, dog. That's what's up, man. But, hey, thanks, homie, for calling through. You can stay on the line for this new music Friday, homie. That's what it is, man. The girl, unless she's like,
that's what it do, less of food.
Yo, you're not having a better on Lush Radio Online, man. You can call in at 347-826-7722. We got your man Spider Loke live in the building. I got my co-host Renna CZ in the building, West Side in the building all day, every day. We got your girl Share Funky Flashback. I'm feeling funky right now. You already know what it is, man. But, anyway, man, I'm loving the freestyle on Freestyle Friday. Tell me who you following on Twitter. So, you know what I'm saying? Spider Loke, you know what I'm saying?
Catch me August 18th on Saving Grace, TNT. It will be on that screen again. Playing a character named Marquis, Saving Grace. The show on TNT, August 18th. Make sure you don't miss it. Tune in.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I'm going to definitely check that out right there. I was going to get into that.
Spider Loke, you on Twitter, Spider Loke?
I gotta keep it 100, man. I got a Twitter and I ain't really on it. My nigga be running it, but I'm finna make it my business to catch up with that shit real soon, though.
Yeah, I
see that shit taking over.
Yeah,
man, you definitely need to get on there, famo, for real.
I told him a long time ago.
I'm finna do it. Yeah, Cher been on my head about it. I'm finna get on it, though.
That's what
y'all
that,
see. It'll be a change in me from this day forward, I swear. New man.
Yo, he was off the hook, man. You definitely a cool dude, man, for real, definitely.
Hey, back at you, homie. I appreciate the invitation and having me here and allowing me to be myself, man. I had a good time on the show so far. I don't know what else we got in store, but I'm enjoying it.
I mean,
I want to ask
it's a beautiful thing. I can say personally, too, because you know, I've seen you on the YouTubes and on the MySpace and stuff like that, man. But you know, you really don't really know a cat till you really politic with them for yourself. So, you know, that's
exactly. Can I say this, man? I just want to thank the Lord for YouTube and the internet. The way they hate on this real shit, on these major multimedia outlets, and in a way that I probably wouldn't be seen and wouldn't be heard. I want to thank the Lord. If they talk bad about YouTube and the internet and your shit is only on there, I thank God for it, for the internet. I thank Him. Thank you, Lord.
That's real. You know, me being a Bay Cat too, man, you know, we always be on that independent thing real tough. So, man, I'm loving the whole MySpace, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook.
We need that. Shouts out to Missy Morris, since you just mentioned in the Bay. The homie reached out to me yesterday. He got a compilation he's throwing together that he invited me to participate on. I know a lot of people might got it misconstrued. There might be some bad air between me and dude, but that shit is officially dead.
Are you talking about Young?
No, I'm talking about more. I got that shit over with Young too, but it was all.
Come on, mess.
You know, one thing, yeah, with mess. Everything was a result of the other. Yeah.
So, you know what I wanted to ask you real quick, Spider? There's ups and downs in this game, right? What do you feel is your hardest adversity that you dealt with just being in this industry?
I think once, to be honest with you, once they really, the jacket that I do wear as a gang banger and not a gangster, because you never see me referring to myself as a gangster, never have claimed to be a gangster, but the fact that once upon a time in my life I was a gang banger, I think that it's like, a self-developed wall, one of the hardest walls I have to break down. Like the man say, he see me on the computer, and he get an idea about who I am. A lot of people think I'm trying to be the hardest, toughest nigga ever walked the earth, which is totally untrue. I just so happen to be an actual official participant in the activities that made my environment a fucked up place to be. And when I get on the microphone and speak music about it, my picture just seems a little more explicit. And I feel like the fact that I've made the industry generally scared of me is one of the major challenges that I have to prove to them that I can rap about. I can rap about girls, and I can rap about life. I can rap about the world. I can rap about the Lord. I can rap about whatever crosses my mind. But it seems like they stop at giving me Crip credit when my catalog proves that my depth is far, far more intense than that.
Hey, not to cut you off, but to interject and affirm what he's saying. And it was this joint, right, that I heard you was spitting over Computer Love.
Okay.
I thought that was one of the sickest joints, and I'm like, oh, man.
You see what Lil' Kim and them did? They took my concept and made it a whole lot bigger situation.
Yeah,
they recorded the same exact record I recorded, used the same exact content. My record had been out like a year prior to that, and it's kind of hard for me to believe they hadn't heard my record as closely as they replicated it. And I'm not mad at them because it was just a mixtape record. I just rapped on top of the Computer Love instrumental, and they actually really went and reproduced the track and cleared the samples and put it out. But they're real similar, and just think I had a 12-month head start when you go hear my record next term. But good looking on that, my nigga.
For sure.
I got a whole series of mixtapes dedicated to just my outlook on the female aspect of life. They call it the king of R&B. The king of R&B, the R&B is actually for rapping and banging, but the content of the material is still directed toward the females, the women, and the bitches. You got something in there for all of them. So it's the king of R&B, volume 1 through 3. You got to check them out just so you can see, you know, that that content is up to par as well.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying, Spider-Log, we got another caller, you know what I'm saying, calling into the show, man. We got a caller from the DMV, you know what I'm saying. You're live in the building with your man Spider-Log, my man Vanity Chase, your girl Leslie. Let's live in the building. Freestyle Fridays, Interview Fridays, let's get it cracking. What's up?
Okay, you already know what it is. For those that do not know, shame on you. I am your neighborhood spokesman, a.k.a. Mr. Exit 9, Sound Off Radio DC. We in this batch.
What up, folks? What's cracking, my nigga?
What's happening? Spider-Log, what's going on with you, bro, Ham?
Oh, you got a big homie? I know she didn't say you calling in from the DMV, did she?
Yes, sir. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Okay, that DMV. That's right. Bring me up to date, man. What's happening with you, fam? I was so finna hear that. You like, you got the plug on the license or something. I know, right?
Everybody be thinking that. Everybody be thinking we stand Department of Motor Vehicles. Nah.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay there. I need some of them L's. What's up, though?
You know what I'm saying?
What's good?
basically, this is what I'm wondering, right? Now, you've been with G-Unit for quite a while, you know what I mean? For those who don't know, you know what I mean, you've been down for a while. So, I mean, what do you think the biggest misconception is about G-Unit as a whole? Not just you as an artist, but the entire camp.
That is actually a group of people that sit around on their free time and hang out and tell jokes to each other. I would think that would probably be the biggest misconception. Basically, it's a group of grown men that all have separate interests and responsibilities, and they come together like Voltron in order to generate some finances so they can all branch off and go handle everything that they had to handle in their personal lives. And,
okay.
Of course, you know, the laughing and the joking and the kicking it may come about in the process of that.
Mm-hmm.
Once the overall mission is over, niggas is heading out the opposite way to go get their beans.
Okay. Now, you are closer to the situation than most people, and I'm wondering from your perspective, as far as the 50 and Ross thing, do you think it's over?
I think it's over as far as there's no more necessary or no more needed,
mm-hmm.
but I can't say it's over to say that we won't see some more type of back and forth.
Yeah.
As you see, like, Rick Ross is kind of like being invisible since that, so I think probably.
I mean, I wouldn't say invisible, but I understand what you mean. He's not taking shots. Is that what you mean?
No, I mean, I haven't really seen much of him at all. As much as I was seeing when he was caught up in that.
Yeah.
It seemed like he had a lot larger voice and a lot bigger platform, and when that was his everyday involvement. And once that went away, it seems like his interest just kind of went down. I don't know. You may see it a different way. I'm just, you asked me how I see it, and you said,
yeah, that's what I'm listening to.
I don't want our opinions to affect me being able. The difference in our opinions affect me to stop being able to express mine.
Oh yeah.
I just think that as he reintroduces himself, I believe it's something he will pick up where he left off at, and then perhaps Duba has something to say back. What did you think about that little back-and-forth thing? Did you think that anybody won or lost? Or?
I mean, first and foremost, I thought it was highly unnecessary, number one.
I agree.
Because, I mean, for me, if I'm a millionaire, the last thing I want to do is talk shit to another millionaire about how many more millions I have than him. Both of you motherfuckers is in a tax bracket that's higher than me, so I'm not mad at anybody, number one. Number two, I mean, I don't know. It was entertaining, and I think that it's entertainment. That's what music is for. So that's how I feel about it.
I think he bit off a little more than he can chew because he thought it was going to be just the platform was going to be left to the raps and the beats. And I think 50 kind of threw him for a loop when he took it way out of the format that hip-hop battles usually played on, and I don't think he was ready. 50 just a more popular dude. And then the dude has made some mistakes in his past that he probably should have. He should have just stayed cool with people if he didn't want a lot of that shit to come out, man. Like, I don't know. Everybody says nothing to be ashamed about to be a CEO, but for some reason the nigga was lying about it for quite some time. So it was nothing to be ashamed about. He said he came out the gate and just copped to it when the picture first started circulating. I think he really buried himself with that. You know what I'm saying? I've been to prison twice. I don't give a fuck about no correction officers. They all kiss my ass. nigga writing niggas up. Niggas writing niggas up, telling on all that shit. I don't give a fuck how cool a CEO you was. A nigga ain't in the penitentiary programming in front of no CO. He done wrote somebody up. He done handcuffed somebody up. He done roughed somebody up that probably didn't deserve it, 99.9% of all likeliness. So, you know what I'm saying? He's a correctional officer. He should stay in his lane. He should do a song about every day I'm locking niggas up. This is what he should say. It ain't got nothing to do with the way 50 feel about him. It's just me personally knowing that this nigga was a nigga with a badge, a uniform, and handcuffs. And then he lied about it. Why you lied? Don't lie to me. I got a problem with these niggas that be lying, man.
Because for me, this was my stance on the situation. People that came to me, they was like, how you feel about it? You know what I'm saying? Because they knew, like everybody knew, you know what I'm saying, that I would interview different people from Maybach Music or whatever, and they would ask me how I feel about it. I tell a nigga straight up, I didn't go to high school with none of them niggas, you feel me? So
right.
I'm not necessarily going to sit here and say that I'm going to side with one person over the other one. I'm going to say it was entertaining as shit to me. So
right.
That's what it is. Like,
when I tune in or I go to a good boxing match, you know, I don't have to be personally affiliated with either of the opponents to know who I thought won. Or neither does the referee, neither does the judges. So in order, I know it's going to automatically seem biased for me to say that I think 50 clowning, but, you know, like I say, outside from my connection with 50, I think that the dude, you know, he made a mockery of himself by lying about his participation. And it shocks me how, like, niggas from yourself, I'm sure you're a stand-up dude, you're from the other side of the state, but it shocks me not to find out that niggas automatically count out when you find out he used to be a police. I thought that's the way it go. I would think a nigga wouldn't even want to hear nothing else he had to say once they found out he was a police and he lied about it. I ain't trying to hear nothing else. That's like putting a butterfly tattoo on your face.
Whoa.
That shit is similar, man. Like, I don't understand. Whoa. I don't understand how niggas get all these second and third chances, man. You can get on BET. A motherfucker could ask another nigga about the diamonds in his mouth and asking what happens when he kisses a girl. You can stand up and say, I'm the only person he kissed, and kiss this nigga on his mouth and still get away with being a real nigga. I don't want to be a real nigga. I'm going to just stay being a Lopes. Lopes don't do none of that shit, man.
Wow. Yo, on that note, man, we're going to play a joint from your man, Spider Lope, man, called Rename. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back after this joint, man. We getting real crazy right here. Freestyle Friday, Wild Out Friday. Who you following on Twitter? Spider Lock, man. Spider Lock.
Hey, Gemini, where you at, nigga? Hold it down, VA.
My money right, staying at my chain home, nigga, you can shot tonight. And now I need no ghostwriters to write my record. The hood is certified when your records are hit. Best new artist, I gotta be in the top four. Fuck the balcony door right off the top floor. Got a brand new dance, go throw your hands in the sky. Now take your chain off before your bitch ass die. You barely got $100 in your pocket. I got about 100 killers in each borrow. My bezel seen more plastic surgery than Lil' Kim. Might as well body yourself if you work under them. Got my Chris Brown on, brand new white beater. White diamonds, white bitch, white two-seater. $1 million nigga, but I still keep it
100.
They talking about $1 million. I need about 100.
100.
Million.
We keep it 100.
You got more than $100, throw it in the sky.
Keep it 100.
We keep it
100.
You got more than $100, throw it in the sky.
Keep it 100.
We keep it
100.
You got more than $100, throw it in the sky.
Keep it 100.
Keep it
100, I keep a pocket full of big face honey. Still a lay on your back like big face honey. Got mad when I showed up, swear that they wanted truth. Well, shame on them. I'ma keep it 100 proof. 100 faces, 100 smiles. I don't trust one. Accustomed to keeping it 99 plus one. Y'all know the logo, low boulders, elbows and shoulders. I'm the whole four quarters. See them through the mirror tints. They can't see in though. On the Siete, I'ma keep it seeing tow. Even on the East Coast, the click push plenty thick. 26 plus 74. I'ma keep it 20 nicks. 50 twice, end being 10 tens. In the end, the one with the wheel within the wind. Is it cool to call and ask if it's cool to dish, fool? Might as well ask if it's cool for you with 30 years.
Keep it 100. You got more than $100, throw it in the sky.
Keep it 100.
We keep it
100.
You got more than $100, throw it in the sky.
Keep it 100.
We keep it
100.
You got more than $100, throw it in the sky.
Keep it 100.
You got more than $100.
I'ma
like a wild dog hunting, out on the fetch, killing these bitch niggas the moment that they catch feelings. No matter the state of mind I am in, if I'm lying, Lord, let the dead homies die again. Swear to keep it 1,000 minus 900. To any nigga think he trying to push a line, run it. No extras on it, I'ma keep it at a C note. The C note with the homies balling deep in the casino. Anybody banging a B or a C note. When you look at SDI, you don't see no sequel of people equal to me. Oh, I may be a bit more evil than that emo. The bomb expensive, D.E. know the fee, so I need the whole 100 for the CFO. He know he busy trying to play the hero. I keep it 100, zero, zero, zero.
I keep it 100, we keep it 100. You got more than $100, throw it in the sky.
We keep it 100. Coming through the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? We got your man Spider Loke in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to wrap this up in a few. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do new music. New music Friday in a quick second. You know what I'm saying? Make it or break it, man. So Spider Loke, man. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a hot joint right there, man.
The name of the record is Keep It 100.
It's 100?
Apparently
somebody who sent me the file.
I sent it to Cher. After I got it mastered, when he sent it back to me, he titled it renamed, telling me to rename it. When I blasted it off to Cher, I never changed it, so she didn't have no idea either.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So it's not my fault, then.
No, it ain't your fault. It's my fault. It's all my fault. I'm going to keep it 100 and say it's 100% my fault that you didn't know the record name was 100. It's all 100.
That's what's up, man. The last question I'm going to ask you, but I'm going to bring my bro in, my big brother Special Ed, live in the building. What's up, Special Ed?
The real Special Ed?
Lucky Lucks was good.
Yeah, the real Special Ed, my big brother live in the building.
Howdy, mate. That's what it's doing.
Yeah, look,
hey, I don't know if you remember this. I know you might not remember this, man, but I used to fuck around at the same spot you used to be at, man, at Mark Sparks' house back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mark,
you remember being over there? We came through there a few times at the same time, man.
Yeah, definitely. I used to always go by Mark Sparks' crib because it was a artist environment.
Exactly. You already know.
You always have beats going, always things burning.
Exactly.
Yeah. So where you at now?
Right now, I'm in Montebello. My setup. I got a spot out here in Montebello, California, close to East LA.
Okay.
In here getting it done. Got a Pro Tool set. I got an Avalon and I got a Newman mic. Man, we get it in. You welcome. You know you welcome anytime.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I'm all the way across the country right now, but if I'm back, whenever I'm on that side, you know I'm all in the hood.
Yes, sir.
I'm everywhere.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Everywhere we want to be.
Shit, you got it made.
You know?
My nigga.
I run you over like a truck.
That's definitely what's up. That's my big brother right there, Special Ed, the icon, the legend, you know, live in the building. I called up my brother. He always do and show me love, you know. In the building and stuff. He's going to be actually one of our guest panelists today because, you know, we're going to go into this segment after asking the last question to my man, Loke. We're going to play these new music because all these artists always send me music. I say I'm going to play your music, but you're subject for criticism, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't take offense to what people say, man. You know what I mean? Don't take offense. Always step your game up, man. This is only to help you out. But the last question I want to ask you, Loke, is if you could give these cats, you know, any kind of advice, you know, getting into the game, what would it be, Loke?
It kind of tie in with what you just said.
when you get a million doors slammed in your face, you should start getting happy because it might mean you only got a million more to go. You just gotta grind, man. There's nothing else I can say. I don't know no special magic way, no certain trick. It's just that you can't let nobody else decide when it's time for you to be done. You gotta press as hard as you can until you satisfy. You got everything out of it that you could possibly get.
And that's real talk right there. That's some real jewels, man. And the last question is, where do you see yourself with G Unit and everything in the future, man? With y'all whole movie?
It's kind of hard to call right now. You know, if you go back and look at my very first DVD, which is the Branded DVD, which you can also get at SPIinthestreets.com, you see a segment on there where I tell you, 50 told me give me 5 years and I won't need no more money. So we finna see what that ride is like. We really approaching a real official 5-year mark, and I still need a lot of money. So, you know, I think I've been over fair with the whole situation. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it lasting as long as it can, but, you know, I need a lot of money.
Okay.
I feel that. I love him to death. There's nothing nowhere. Please don't get this any way misconstrued or twisted. I love him to death. It ain't been too many niggas in my life better than he has been. But when you look at a big corporate business side of things, yeah, I need to eat, man. I need to eat a lot more than I'm eating.
Yes, sir. I feel you, man. That's real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk right there, man. Tell the people where they could check you out at and everything, you know what I'm saying, so they could definitely, you know what I'm saying, rock on with the movement, you know what I'm saying, Spider Lope in the building. And
yep,
I got my special aid in the building.
Yep, I got it.
Okay,
it's a question for Spider Low. You've been affiliated, you say now almost 5 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you been putting in your work? Like, have you been creating songs and doing what you need to do, whether they're there or not?
I tell you this, in the year 06, the summer of 06, 50 told me that my album was complete, $16.99, ready for the show. That was his declaration, just based on the records I had turned in at that just small period of time. And when I had been recording at his house for quite a few days, he was traveling in and out, leaving, going to town, working on things. And as he come back, I hit him with 3-4 records at a time. And in 06, back in that period of time, he told me the album was done. So, you know... that's just one example of, to answer the question that I thought you were asking, to give you an idea of, well, goddamn it, yes.
Right. Now, I feel you. What I feel like, if you're doing what you're supposed to do as an artist and you making the songs that you need to make and just putting in your work that, you know, you should elevate at some point. I know a lot of times when you with crews and units and cliques, it's kind of a thing where the leader of the group always kind of needs to be on top and they need to come out and kind of open the doors. But once the door gets open, man, you need to kind of, you know, stick your foot in there, keep it from closing and get in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going, you know, when you walk in, sometimes you walk in one large door and then inside that large door, there are other doors. So I'm not going to let my foot slip about the door I stepped in, but it might be another door beyond this door to open as well.
Nah, that's right, but as long as you just put in your work, man, make them bangers, you know, and start, you know, if you got a leak, you know, do mixtapes, whatever you need to do, you know, do that, because...
Who asked that question? Who are you?
This Special Ed.
Oh, okay, well, I'm finna listen real humbly. All right, I'm listening. I thought it was one of these other niggas, man. I'm finna be like, man, what is he talking about?
I'm just saying...
Listen to the G, though, God. Yeah, I can't do nothing but listen to my nigga.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, when you got the man at the top, man, it's his job to keep the whole clique on top. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna always be focused on their material and their album and what they're doing because they got a lead. But at the same time, you, as being a part of it, you still have to step up to your plate and make sure that you banging out them jams. If you gotta leak them to mixtapes to get the notoriety or to make them see. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it got to be, you know, coming out of every car, and he might pass by ahead and be like, yo, they feeling low. You know what I'm saying?
I've been through something similar with that with him. Like, you know, I don't I hate to even mention the record. I hate to hear it mentioned to me because it seems like the only record I hear it mentioned. But with the Blutiful record, I think I got one of the most popular records that G-Unit has seen come from up under his umbrella that didn't have any G-Unit influence, G-Unit push, or G-Unit backing. At the time, I shot the video out of my own pocket. 50 called me and told me like I spent $250,000 on the video. I spent less than 10 racks. And I will reiterate, in 06, he declared to me that my album was done, finished, ready for the sale. So, like, everything that's happened since then, it's like it's a semi-mystery.
Yeah, you know, that happens a lot of times. I'm going to tell you, man, with a lot of crews, there's, like, sometimes there's some crews that's out that the people in the crew never actually really get to come out, man. It's up to you to step up to the plate and rep from your side where you from and make sure that you flourish in your community to whereas they gotta put it out. If you out there and you got bangers, they have to put you out. You feel me? It might not even be a situation where he don't want to, but the time in his business and his organization may not be right and
yeah,
positioned.
It might not be as personal. It might not be as personal as we discussing it. It may be a lot more business. But
right,
you
the
know,
timing.
We
it's all timing.
Yeah, we know it's a real shaky. It's a shaky situation over there with Interscope at the time too. And by the time we realized it was going on, it had already been going on. So, you know, I'm not throwing no darts or pointing no fingers. I'm just letting you know exactly the temperature of the situation. And the temperature was, like I told you in the beginning, I made the statement that he told me in 5 years I won't need no more money. Shortly after that, I had turned in a catalog that was worthy of him declaring it ready for the shelf. Since then, I've only added to that catalog. During that period of time as well, like I say, I developed a buzz totally independent of my counterparts with the Blutiful record, which caused him to reach out and let me know that it was on the radar, let me know that he was randomly running across it from state to state, like you say, coming out of cars and windows. I'm going to just keep doing me. Like I say, I've been putting out a street album a month for the last 20 months. I plan on stopping in December. I'll be just having so much to say, I might not even stop in December. But I'm on it, and that which has not been seen in her shall be seen in her. I promise you, Special Ed.
Right. Well, that's what's up, man. Keep your work ethic up and make sure you're representing as best you can, but you're going to shine. You
that's
can't
right.
stop that.
They can't that's stop that. That's
right,
I agree.
And you gonna stay on with us, man, because I need you to definitely give your feedback on some of these new artists, because you know sometimes they be slacking. I don't know what's be up with them, but I need your feedback on this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And Spider Loke, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely proud of what you're doing. You got, you know, keep your grind going and keep your head up. Don't never stop, man. But you gonna eat, man. You be patient. You gonna eat, man. You gonna eat for real.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, Les. I appreciate you having me here. I like to see what you got going on, giving an ear to those who might not necessarily have too many to listen, let some raw talent get out here and get heard. You know, I'm always with that. And y'all don't forget to check me out on Saving Grace August 18th, man. Boy on the screen one time.
Spider Loke, it's Renacy, man. I'm going to reach out to you somewhere on Cyberspace, baby.
Holler at me on Cyberspace, man. I'm telling you, you're going to hear that word, man. I'm going to be all about my Bay activity, man. I got to throw that around
yeah.
a little bit.
You know what
I'm saying? That's what's up, man.
That's
tell them one more time where they can check you out at and everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, you
tell
know, the Twitter is SPI in the streets and whatever go with it. I'm going to be on there. I got it, but I'm going to be on there. I'm telling y'all, the MySpace, which I know is playing out, the / Spider Loke, you can catch me at SPI in the streets forever and a day. That's like my exclusive place for all my material. You know, I'm on this as 50 here and there, but I'm everywhere, man. I ain't far. If you're looking at the cyber world and you research some hip-hop and you're looking for what's going on right now, you're liable to run across from Spider Loke.
That's what it is, man. Once again, about that Saving Grace, what date is that one more time?
August 18th on TNT Network, man. August 18th. Small part. Don't get all pumped up. Thank you for seeing a nigga do a whole bunch of acting, but it's in there. It's co-starring. It's co-star billing. Anybody know anything about SAG and working, it's co-star billing, so they know the check is at the highest level it could possibly be.
All
right. That's real talk right there, man. If you want to stay on the line with us, homie, man, we definitely support you. We love you all here on Lush Radio Online. You know, I'm definitely going to send you my job script, so you already know what it is.
I knock them out early, real early.
You know what I'm saying? know what I'm saying? You know, I definitely, you know what I'm saying, love your moment and love what you're doing right now. This segment right here is called Make It or Break It. We got shout out Digital Fantasy Media, you know what I'm saying, definitely providing us with all our digital work out here. And Deja Vu, you know, Records Entertainment, I'm live right here in the studio, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my people. You know what I mean? This one right here is for these independent artists that's trying to get out there. I don't listen to none of this music when they send it to me, right? They
wow.
send it to me. I play it on the show. I said, I'm going to give you a chance. If your stuff is garbage, then we're going to break it. If your stuff is hot, then we make it. You understand what I'm saying? If we don't know what the hell you're talking about, we don't know what the hell you're talking about. But this is real ish right here, man. I got a panel of people coming from all over the place, so it's not biased. Don't get mad. Don't get in your feelings. Don't start crying and say your dreams are over. Just get your game back up together, man. Start back at the drawing board. We giving you real feedback. You understand, like, right, what I'm saying, man? So don't be calling me, oh, let's try. Nah, man. That's you. Step your game up, man. We got Special Ed in the building, the one and only. I got it made, my big bro in the building right here. We got your man, Renesee, live in the building. We got my girl, Cher, live in the building. And we talking about New Music Friday. So, it's going to get some, you know what I'm saying, some feedback, you know what I'm saying? This is the icon right here, man. So, this one right here is called Boy Wonder. These cats sent me this right here. It's called Boy Wonder. Check it out, man. Make it or break it, man. You already know what this segment is about. Boy Wonder.
This goes out to anybody who's ever felt like a complete asshole.
I told my girl that I cheated, whoa, and now she done left my ass alone, feeling lonely and defeated.
Yo!
That's some lame shit. Every move you don't make.
Whether they get in their feelings or not. That's
yo!
Go back to the drawing.
Yo! Yo, you was bugging!
He bugging out. What was that?
I don't know. What the
hell? We pray for you. Every day we pray for you.
Why?
Yo. My man, Boy Wonder, I'm sorry.
Go back to the drawing.
check it though.
That could have
came on the Hills. When the Hills commercial come on and come back and they shopping, that could have been playing in the background.
Maybe in the mall.
Elevator.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro, if a song does not catch you off the first couple of
seconds.
30 seconds of the song, yo, first and foremost, the beat took too long, you know what I'm saying, to come up. I didn't know what was going on. It was taking a minute, you know what I'm saying? It has to thump as soon as it comes on, you know what I mean? I didn't understand that. I had to turn that off. I'm sorry, boy, but yo, for real, I really got to wonder, Boy Wonder. You already know what it is.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe y'all feel differently. I mean, you know, especially Ed said you could have heard it, you know what I'm saying, you know, on the Hills or a commercial. You know, Renesee, what you think?
I don't know, man. Now, I'm going to tell you like this, right? Because that's two different sides to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a rapper. One side of me is being real hip-hop, gutter. Then the flip side is my musician side. You know what I'm saying? So I was always trying to check it out from the musician. You know, the musician side of me was really trying to listen to what they was trying to really convey. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I like to be fair about it.
So that's basically a no.
Lush, check it out, though, Lush.
Yeah.
What the problem is he submitted it to the wrong format. That's like sending a rap song to a gospel station or something. You got to make sure you appropriate your music where it needs to go. You can't send it somewhere where it does not go because it will not fit the whole scheme of things. Just like right now, you bugging out. But if he had played that to the right people in that genre of music, he might have got different feedback. You know what I'm saying? So it's all where you take your music or what you submit your music for.
That's true. I gotta agree with you on that too, bro. But at the same time, I have played like pop and I'm playing other styles of music and rock on here. But still, at the same time, the same thing I tell them too. If it doesn't catch me at the first couple of seconds, it's still like,
right.
Yo, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? You know,
It kind of reminded me of like some Hall and Oates or something.
Wow, I don't know, man. Hall and Oates kind of all right, man. I wasn't even this stuff like that. Oh, you're killing me, bro. Oh, man.
All right, come on. Let's do a head count.
We got
break
another
it, break joint. Break it,
what? Break it or break it. We got another joint right here. This one is called Puppet Face by Sheila. You know what I'm saying? Check this joint out. Make it or break it, baby.
You know what I'm here for. Straight on. Public. It's shit. Everybody follow me. One life game. Public safety. Public safety. Time to get the shovel out and scoop up these deep niggas. No elevation. I'm sick of all the same songs. Decks on the stage for nothing. Tryna look cute. Shirts up with no guns. You better have the shit outside. You talk a good game, boy. I sit with no attention. Your IQ is primitive. Still on the same track. Can I hear something else? A word of advice? Make me think about my life and what I need to do right. Not the same bullshit. I pay tickets for this shit. I know you see the protocol. Puppets on the stage. Talking about the same shit. Gangsters don't fuck up in one day operation. Right under the table. And that's real talk. Life about options. Not a damn rerun. Enlighten me, Negro. Open a book and read it. Don't say you sick and real. Be shitty zombies. Young nigga on the stage,
puppet face.
Straight tied up, dangling,
puppet face.
You the clown of the two,
man, puppet face.
You train kids to the ties,
puppet face.
You the dumb nigga on the stage,
puppet face.
Straight tied up, dangling,
puppet face.
You the clown of the two,
man,
puppet
face.
You train kids to the ties,
puppet face.
I'm tired of the rerun, you all.
You know what time it is. Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
Wow. Bro. Special Ed, how you feel about that, man?
I feel like. Hold on. I feel like I'm logging on right now because I'm trying to hear this on the phone. And it sounds like Cylons, like, it was like Jedi's getting busy somewhere. So I need to log online so I can hear it on some decent speakers. So I'm doing that right now. So go on to the next comment.
Hey, man, let's see how you feel about that.
I mean, look, I want to be fair, right, because, you know, I'm an independent artist, too, man. I'm not like, you know, I mean, you know, I could definitely respect Special Ed because Special Ed is a cat, you know what I'm saying, who's shown the world his success, you know what I'm saying? So, but I want to be fair as an independent artist, but I'm going to tell you this, though, you know, because I have worked with some cats, you know, like Special Ed at his caliber and stuff like that, and what they always tell me is, you know, don't make your intros that long, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want to give them a sample of the hook, but you want to jump right into the core of the song too, man. I thought it lingered too long, man. You know what I'm saying? From my small independent amateur input.
Man, stop faking over there. That's my producer too. He produced the show. Come on, man. Stop faking. But you know what? I got my man Ben in here too. He engineers for me, and also Renacy, he engineers for me. And everybody knows that your intro shouldn't be that long. If it takes a whole hour for somebody to get it, you done lost your audience, man. That was ridiculous right there, man.
You gotta get straight
for
to
real,
the
you got to get straight to the point. If you were going to a record label to present that to them, as soon as 30 seconds, it only takes 30 seconds. And Ed, you know that. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, at 30 seconds, they listen to it. If it's not catching them in the first 30 seconds,
no.
It's a wrap.
You know? I'm getting ready. I'm logging in right now. How I hear you live.
In addition to that, I think it was, this Renacy speaking. In addition, I thought it was, I mean, there was nothing moving about the intro, and I ain't trying to just bash the song, but you know, it was long and redundant. You know what I'm saying? It was just,
yep,
it was redundant too, man. It wasn't like there was no change, something that took me a different direction with it. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, I don't know. I heard some laughing, and like my man said, some Jedi sounds. And,
Lush, how I listen live? I'm trying to listen live online. How I do that?
You gotta go and log on, and then it say click to listen, and you can listen to it.
Okay, that's
back.
What I'm trying to do that right now.
Yeah, that was just too long.
That was just like it's nothing against you, dude, but you know what I'm saying? Whoever producing, I mean, and the producer should know that, man. That's why I keep telling y'all, man, invest in your craft, man. You know, these long intros are ridiculous, man. Don't nobody got time for all of that. When you listen to the radio, do people take that long to listen to that stuff? I mean, that's crazy, though. Don't do stuff like that. That's a no-go. That's an absolute no-go. We got another joint right here, Where They At by Finesse, man.
Radio,
you know what
edit.
I'm saying?
Damn.
Radio edit. Make sure you master your music, man. Make sure your levels are together, man. It's crazy out here, man. Where they at? man. Hey, Ed, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Randy, you still on the line?
I was listening to that on my
right here, right?
Oh man, it sounded decent to me, and especially because I've lived in the South, like I lived in Miami, now I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I hear music like that all the time, and that sounds like something they may be playing on the radio down here.
Mm-hmm.
I just wished at some point in the song she would actually tell me where they at. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk. That's real talk, man. That's real talk. Ren, how you feel about that, Ren?
I mean, personally, I liked her voice. I did like her voice. I liked her pitch and tone. That was. I thought she had a cool delivery. You know what I'm saying? You know.
I like the voice.
Those were the highlights to me.
That was the highlights. Well, with my opinion, due to the fact we ain't streaming as much, like, you know what I'm saying, because the switchboard gone and everything. But my last thing with her was the way they at. Like, just like Ed said, I think she should have said where they at and where they repping from, and then the song was too long, repetitive of where they at. They should have cut it at a point. It's just too long. You know what I'm saying? It was smooth. It was better than all that other stuff that came in, but, you know, it was something that you could play on the radio, but, you know, I think she needs her voice to be a little bit more developed, you know what I'm saying, to come a little stronger. But it came off smooth, though. I like it. It's a good song to bump in the club. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she's definitely doing her thing. I think that she would be an artist, that, you know, for artist, taking for artist development. But it's a nice stuff. It's nice. You know, nothing was too high. Nothing was too low. I appreciate, you know, somebody sending me something decent. You know. But I got to thank both of y'all definitely for coming through, you know, and showing love. And I know both of y'all are always busy doing y'all thing and everything. And, Ed, big bro, thank you so much for coming through. You know what I'm saying? You know, I called you, you know, bothering you and stuff, but, you know.
ain't no bother. You know, everything is, sometimes you gotta have input. You know, you gotta give back to your craft, you know, especially if you've gotten from it. And I think I've gotten quite a bit out of this business in the last 20 years. And for me to call in and give my opinion or show some love, it is nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
Thank you, bro. Tell them what your Twitter is and stuff, because, you know, you be on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You starting to get on my level of Twitter, even though you got more followers than me, but, you know, I can understand that.
I'm on Special Ed Music for everything. You know, my MySpace is Special Ed Music. The Twitter is Special Ed Music. Everything is Special Ed Music, and that's pretty easy to remember, so... You know what I'm saying? Just shout me out, follow, see what's going on. And I ain't going to be up there giving you no whole bunch of super conscious advice on Twitter. I just talk shit. You know what I'm saying?
What's up,
I ain't going to tell you to wrap leaves around your neck and shit like that. I'm going to just tell you, look, what I'm doing was popping. I ain't really got no good advice because, you know, shit don't always go my way. But I'm going to tell you what.
Out there. Oh, man.
Special
like
Ed, I'm going to reach out to you, man, in the cyber world, too, man. Like I told my
no doubt. I'm there. I'm on.
Reach out to you, man.
That's what's up, man. Ren, tell people where they could check you out online, Ren.
Man, I thought it was phenomenal, man, that you got somebody like Special Ed, man, on who's into branding just like me, man. So I'm the same way, man. Everything. You can get at me, whatever, /Renacy, MySpace, Twitter. Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Facebook got direct links now, y'all, if y'all don't know. But,
That's what it is. Make sure you check out Special Ed Music, Renacy, Spider Loke, Share, Funky Flashback, your girl, Lushy Lush, the one and only, man. A 50 guy stamp, man. We got icons, history makers on this, man. You already know what it is, man. I love you, bro. Both of y'all, I'm going to holler at y'all on the flip side. You already know what it is, and we out.
Because I got to go to, I still got to go to my, back to the job. I got to go back to the job. She riding up that joint with me.
How the hell do you turn, I need to fucking dial the number up.
Hit the button.
I just hit it, it's it, like it's down, like what's going on?
Couldn't have. Hello? I mean, why the hell have you... Thank you.